Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Queen is here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Good to know you've let it go with Target and Brian Cornell, that you've moved on.
No. It's not festering
in any way. Go ahead.
No, I have a lawn chair, and I am pulled up to the table, and I am dishing on Mr. Brian Cornell. You know, CEO for Brian Cornell must be chief evading officer. Because the way he has drugged Target to hell and back and still has not sat down with Gil King or Norm O'Donnell or somebody, Ricky Lake, Geraldo Rivera, somebody, to explain the rollback of the DEI and the $1 million donation to the Trump inauguration and, you know, his private meeting with Al Sharpton and the nationwide boycott. It needs to be a case study in human behavior. And then the thing that got my goat this week is I read a Star Tribune article where he didn't send out an all-staff invitation to a town hall meeting with all of his dedicated employees who have been out here on a limb defending the decisions approved by the Red Dot retailer to do all these things. They're out here in the wind. You know, trying to justify it to their friends and family, answering questions on their own with no direction from him. He didn't have a town hall chat. He sent out an all-staff email. I'm going to need this guy to really step up and be a man about it. Say it with his chest. Why did you make these decisions? You owe it to your shoppers, your employees, and your shareholders. And he's just not willing to be a man about it. And
considering what he's done so far, do you think he's going to change? I don't think he's going to alter it.
What kind of leader is this? This dude cannot lead me down a yellow brick road. I would not follow him down the yellow brick road. Do you hear what I'm saying? This guy is not a leader. He should not. He should not still have that job. They should have him on overnight stocking. Okay? He should not still be the CEO of this major corporation with the way that he is handling the fallout of the rollback of the DEI. He should not. He should not.
Well. Target and so many other companies were afraid of Donald Trump and how DEI became a boogeyman during the campaign when so many people have no idea what DEI means.
They just assume,
oh, people who are underqualified are just given jobs. I mean, diversity, equity, and inclusion, you normally hear those words and you think, that sounds pretty good. Let's have a business that is represented that way. If literally people are getting hired and they're incompetent, no one should be for that. But where the Republicans, in particular, just let's go Trump and MAGA, where they're geniuses and they're just brilliant at branding and marketing. And they've done it.
And scaring.
Exactly. And they've done it so much better than Democrats and DEI and that anybody who had any sort of involvement to try to be more representative of the area where they live, they folded up like a cheap tent.
And I just, it's frustrating because Costco didn't do that. You know, Costco said, hey, listen, this is what we believe in, Marriott. This is what we believe in. This is what we're doing. And Costco seeing increase in sales, increase in membership. Look at Target. They're doing the stories and the reports. This is not something I'm saying. This is tracked and proven. Foot traffic is down in the last, 10 weeks. And, you know, sales are down and they're seeing a slump. And so this guy is not being a leader. He's not following through. He's not taking care of his employees. He's leaving his black vendors like Houston Wyatt and Tabitha Brown to be out here defending him, and he sends out a doctored all-staff email. Chad, listen, we have technology. This guy could go on Facebook and release a video that he produced that explains everything. He won't even show his face. What kind of CEO is that? How does he still have a job?
I've received a number of texts so far today curious about how much individuals can bench press. Would you like to answer that? What kind of weightlifter is Shaletta Brundage?
I am not really great at that. I probably got about a good 35 pounds, but I need to get better because apparently my friend Lindy Vincent, who I used to have the Two High Mamas podcast with, she's a gym in her home.
Yeah.
And she's really big on weights and working out because you didn't tell me this. Apparently as we get older, we lose our muscle mass. And so she's really big on building up muscle mass right now for, 20 years from now. So I need to get better at that. I did not know. Did you know that? That as we get older, we lose our muscles.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Then I think about it and then I don't do it. Although today, Dave Harrigan, describe the shirt that I'm wearing today.
Ooh, California Venice Beach, an image of a grizzly bear doing a little clean and jerk, something like that.
Yeah, because when you think of Venice Beach and clanging and banging.
You and Arnold.
I mean, in that order, too,
yes,
by the
correct.
Way. I'm first, Arnold second, Okay, let's react to this, and I want the audience to react to this also. Glenn Youngkin, Virginia governor, who's still going to be a factor in national politics, too. They just signed a bipartisan bill that bans kids under 16 from using social media for more than 1 hour a day. Calls for a neutral approach to asking someone's age when they create an account. A little bit more on this. Now, as we know, kids under 16 typically don't have an ID, as the story points out.
Right.
And so they're trying to find ways where they can monitor this, and they're saying there are certain companies who feel like that they can regulate this. Okay, does Shaletta Brundage, when we know some kids are on the phone way too much, some kids can handle it, others are more moderate, and they can handle it. Does Shaletta Brundage want a state, not parents, a state setting up laws like this? You know what we're going to do? We're going to tease people. We're going to get your answer when we come back after the break because I want other people to chime in. Virginia's saying we're going to go to great lengths to try to say if you're under 16, we're going to try to come up with some ways, you're 15, you're 14, so on and so forth. We're on social media an hour max. That's it. Do you want states stepping in this way? Do you applaud it? It's right. We're going to step in for parents. Or do you say, get out of my home. I know what my kid can handle. You don't. I will make these decisions. 651-461-9226. Once again, reach out, a call, a text, either way. Smoke signals. Nah, we're going to leave that to the Sistine Chapel this week. 651-461-9226.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Okay, let's go on this one. I want feedback from the audience also. Virginia, Governor Youngkin signs this. There was bipartisan support. This was Republicans and Democrats that would restrict social media to 1 hour a day for kids under 16. Shaletta, you want the state involved in this? You think they should play a regulatory role? Or do you think they should mind their own business?
I mean, what happened to us not wanting big government? I mean, that's the thing that Trump and his compadres campaigned on. Government not being in your business. And you just walked in my house, had a seat on my sofa, put your finger on my nose and tell me that I'm not raising my kids right. Listen, these are my children. I know what they can handle. And I know what they're capable of, and allow me to parent my own children. Now, there's always going to be some people in life who miss the mark on parenting, but you can't lump me into a bowl with them and start stirring with legislation and rules and regulations about what my children can and can't do. Allow me to be their parent, and then, you know, is there some kind of consequence that's going to be levied? And if there is, what is going to be that, and why should I be subject to that? Get out of my business. Get your government back to what government needs to do. Fix these bridges and roads. Clean up this water. Take care of these environmentally hazardous lakes. And make sure that I can sleep safely in my home. There's some other stuff that our government could be doing. Regulating whether or not my child is on Instagram for an hour is really not any of their business, but it's also really, really petty. It sounds just really petty to me right now. There's some other stuff that they could be doing, that they could be taking care of.
All right, Dave, you next. And we know we have a number of studies about the use of cell phones with kids and some detrimental effects. But that's not, like somebody said, there's a text, well, the media does this. Well, first of all, the media doesn't speak with one voice. Just like all parents don't speak with one voice. Kids are affected different ways. We do have laws and regulations which happen in cities, in counties, in states, and federal government. It is interesting when different administrations get in control and when they want to see local control take over. When they don't, it's mainly if they agree with an issue. So does Dave Harrigan want Tim Walz or the next governor, maybe that's Tim Walz also, by the way, to say in the state of Minnesota, as the father of two girls, that they're going to set the boundaries and the limit on social media and not you and Lindsay?
Yes, and the teeth that go into that law are just going to be ferocious. They are going to come and take you away if you go an hour and 10 minutes. I'm okay with it, only because it's going to make it easier for parents to put limits. Because I mean, we're still talking about social media, which in the grand scheme of things is in its infancy. And what we're learning and what we have learned in the last 3 years, 5 years about what social media and what screen time and all these apps can do to young minds is, it's not good. It's not good at all. And if the government's role, part of the government's role is to step in and protect citizens, sometimes protecting them from themselves, looking at scientific data, looking at what people have figured out and say, whoa, 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 we do need to step in because this is in the best interest of the citizenry. I'm okay with that. However, I mean, let's be honest. We are picking and choosing. We still let parents feed kids all sorts of crap they want any day of the day.
That's kind of my point.
You know, we're not setting government bedtimes. So, you know, it's cherry picking. Absolutely. Make that argument, and you're right.
That's a bit where I was going, because I don't want government to completely shillet it, never get involved, and never provide guidance. Okay? I'm more about flooding through the media, through whatever their own accounts, information to show data that is troubling, and it is, but literally forcing companies, the Verizons, the T-Mobiles, the whatever, to go even farther with verification when every kid's circumstance is different. And there are some completely lazy parents who don't pay enough attention, who are dismissive of their responsibility and just flip the phone to kids. Then there are other kids who, because of other limitations, thrive on social media. It's where they flourish. It's where they're at their best. So, no, I don't want the state setting the boundaries. You can't go further, but I want them providing the information.
And here's the thing, too, is we're in a generation right now where the parents are their kids' friends. Like, we grew up, and we knew our mama didn't like us. Like, we knew our daddy.
I was not my kids' friends.
Yeah. And so what we have right now is parents who want to be their kids' friends. They're their buddies. And so they want to take the phones, but they're afraid, right, because they don't want the kids to be mad at them. So then they can put it on the government because nobody wants to take accountability or be responsible. So they can say, oh, you know what, we you know, I would let you play, but, you know, that's the rule, so we have to take it. Man up, woman up, put your big girl panties on, put your big boy boots on, and be the hardcore parent that our parents were, and say, you know what, if this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do. Here's the rule, and we're going to have to follow it. But don't rely on the government to do your job as a parent because you're afraid that your kid all of a sudden won't like you no more.
Let's finish talking about Kanye West. I rarely talk about him anymore because he's at times he's loathsome, and other times he's troubling. Sometimes he's just a goofball. Sometimes he's struggling to try to stay in the pop culture stream or the just the conversation. But now, again, you know, his comments about Hitler, this off and on for years now. Now he is releasing a song. I think he released it yesterday. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Oh, no.
And using the N-word and Heil Hitler. And at the end, using an actual audio clip from a Hitler speech. This is grotesque. This is embarrassing for him, and I hope he continues to just vanish when he's rolling in this type of filth, which depicting Heil Hitler trying to make money. I became a Nazi. I'm the villain. Part of the lyrics he's offering up. Go away, Kanye, forever.
I wish somebody would make him take his medicine. Ever since his mom died, this man has not been the same. And, you know, hanging out with the Kardashians didn't help that at all. But at some point, somebody's going to have to say, hey, we got to get you some help. We got to get you over here, and you got to take this medicine, and you got to see somebody, and you got to talk to somebody, because it's just been spiraling. But he, like, literally, for real, was running for president. Like, he had campaign stops.
Right.
Like, he had workers here, even in the Twin Cities, who were approaching people at gas stations trying to get them. I was on Hennepin at the beauty shop. People were coming over there signing folks up on the petition to get him on the ballot. And I just think that he needs some help. I also think that he has a horrible team of people around him who are trying to take advantage of him. And I hate when that happens.
Well, he's got to be responsible for some of this.
He's got to be responsible. He's responsible for a lot of it. But I see the layers when you start pulling it back. I almost remember the shift when it happens. Like, before his mama died, Chad, he was a great musician. He put out great albums.
He did.
He was winning awards. He was selling out venues and concerts. His mama died. And then the Kim Kardashian thing. And then he went to run for president. And then he wouldn't take his medicine. And he doesn't have any aunties or uncles to go yoke him up. And I remember Dave Chappelle, like, flying to his house in the middle of the night saying, I just needed to see my friend and check on him because he's not well.
Always great. Let's see. Twins.
I have a show tomorrow.
Are playing later, right? So you have a show.
So
whoa.
I have a show tomorrow.
What time am I on?
I am on. You are not on. I am on from 12 to 3, and I found a new spot. It's called the Dream Shop in North Minneapolis.
Oh.
Since I'm boycotting Target, I needed a new place to go shopping for Mother's Day for my mom and aunt. And the Dream Shop in Minneapolis, in North Minneapolis, owned by Markella Smith, is a great place. They've got great gifts and gift ideas for mom. So I'm going to have her come on my show because that's where I went. And I was like, I bet it's a bunch of people boycotting Target right now who are looking for some new place to shop for their mothers for Mother's Day. So I'm going to have her on the show to talk about, you know, her top five things that's going on sale at her spot for Mother's Day.
Excellent. Always enjoy the appearance. Love you. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Thank you.
Shaletta, I'm going to talk about Stretch Lab here in a second. Traffic and weather, and then Johnny Krasinski on the Wolves last night and where this series goes. Yeah, Stretch Lab might be in the mix for Q and I later today. Might check on it tomorrow. Thought we didn't have a chance. Now we do. Schedule change, and I would love to track down one of the 11 locations, Stretch Lab, and feel better when I walk out. Feel better about this right side of mine, which has been an issue for almost a month. It's finally slowly getting better. Don't injure, don't tangle with ribs and maybe one popping out or an intercostal strain. No fun. They're helping me with this issue at Stretch Lab. Trained specialists. You got an ache like I do, or just every day you want to feel better. You should be playing golf. Stop listening to us.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.